Share Talk. This is Peter Higgins at Conquers Corner. This morning, I have the pleasure of speaking to Zach Meir. Zach Meir, you've seen it quite a lot on Tip TV. He's a technical analyst, and he also runs his own trading cafe at Zach Traders Cafe. Zach, good morning to you, chap, and how are you?
Good morning, Mr. Conkers. I forgot your name actually there because I just prefer to know you as Conkers.
Everyone does. I mean, I've been called Peter Conkers and all sorts of things, but it is
Yeah.
Peter Higgins, and Conkers is what I use for Twitter. That's fine, mate.
That
No
takes me
worries.
back, the Conkers. It takes me back 45 years, 47
Yes.
years. Yeah, you're trying to like make them hard and everything,
That's the
in the
one,
playground.
mate. Dipping them
Did
in
you have a good
vinegar.
career in that area?
At the junior school, no, I didn't, unfortunately. I didn't learn about the vinegar trick until much later.
Oh yes, all right, okay, yes. Now this, well, no, but people in even that day, you could see there was like reinforced concrete in there, and
That
then
is
they like you know that they'd hit you, and that nothing would happen,
nothing
you'd
would
be
happen.
obliterated.
Exactly. Yeah, good old school days.
That was the highlight actually for me, but
Yeah.
anyway, it went downhill quite shortly after that.
Oh, I'm sure
I'm
it did,
sorry to
mate.
say.
You're still climbing, mate. You're still climbing as far as I know. You're doing very well. Now, Zach, lots of people know you, but because we've got such a global audience, there's still a few that don't. So I wanted you to just give us a background as to who Zach Meir is, where he started. Whether you did any degrees anywhere, and
Oh God.
what first interested you in the investment arena?
Well, I think if there was a celebrity z list less than Zed, I think I'd be there. So I wouldn't go any Zed and then minus Zed.
Oh,
So
don't.
no, that's that. That's one thing I really didn't want to be on that type of thing. That oh,
You're
who's
very
that?
humble, too humble,
Who's no
Zach.
no no but no just in any anything. It's like who's that? I've seen him before somewhere. Oh, it's just
Yeah.
awful, isn't it? And also people look at you and you look at them and you can't remember you know whether they're going to punch you or kiss you or that's it. That's the other thing in this area when you try and give like analysis and recommendations or whatever it's supposed to be looking the tea leaves and if you get it right that's great, but when you get it wrong you just it can be slightly embarrassing.
Yeah.
And one of the things about social media is that now everybody knows, it's like they know where you live,
Yeah.
the equivalent of that. And actually, I think on social media, the main reason now for getting it right is just so that somebody's just not going to send you a four-letter message on Twitter. And it's fair enough, I think, if they do. But
Yeah.
I don't. It's not something I do. But it's actually since it started the last 2, 3 years of the full social media thing, I think it's actually upped my game.
Right,
So
okay.
because you've got the You can lose, if you're trading, and I day trade now and again, you can lose money in private and pretend that you've made money, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But with this, you sort of say, buy Gulf Keystone at a pound, it's got to go to £5, and
Yeah.
then it's 3p. It's not a good look.
No, it's not.
And there's always the thing which you see my fellow tipsters, let's say,
Yeah.
but the way that people airbrush the wrong ones, and
Yeah.
the ones they get wrong, and even the biggest, the greatest airbrush them and say, especially on the probably the worst time is actually when they're on the short side, when they've got a sell recommendation or something, and let's say you probably got out or you get scared out, and then
Yeah.
it doubles and triples, and it's like, well, hello, you
Yeah,
didn't,
yeah.
and not following up on something is another thing. With TA, you can follow up and say, well, actually, it broke that support level, and I made a monkey out of myself or
Yeah.
whatever, and you come back to it. But with the fundamental side, it tends to be that they say, Cadbury's, it's chocolate. People aren't eating chocolate anymore; they're not interested. Just sell, go short. It's
Yeah.
finished, and it isn't. And I think there's a responsibility I think that people should have and be, even now in the social media age, be. More responsible. It's like responsible drinking. When you get your bottle of rum, it says on the bottom, drink responsibly, which is the last thing anybody would do with drinking. In any other area, you would do it responsibly, but not with
Yeah.
drinking. It's just one of
Yeah.
those. So, but I think with tipsters of any kind,
Yeah.
tip responsibly, I think is the thing to do, and always be as humble as you can, which because
Indeed.
you're always learning.
It always. I mean, we've got the new FCA regs that have come out on the 3rd of July regarding market abuse regulations. That's going to take in social media far more so. And there's quite
When's that
there's
coming out?
that's out, Zach. I'll send you a copy of it, mate. It's out from the 3rd of July.
No, but when does it actually come into force?
I haven't gone that far into the detail, but
All right.
I think they came into effect on the 3rd of July.
All right, well, I'll stop then.
No, what I'm saying is that there's people out there that are saying various things, and you know the ones I'm talking about. I won't go into detail, but I'm not saying that you're in that
I'm
category.
actually talking about one, I'm only talking about one person, but that's a
Right.
separate issue. I'm not going to mention who that person may be.
Oh, don't get me started. I don't want to laugh through the whole of this interview, Zach. Come on.
Don't worry, you
Right.
won't. You'll be crying by the end of it. Don't worry.
So the regulations are out there for all these individuals to read, because at some point, the ones that are abusing social media will have a knock on the door. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but the whole point of that is that you don't you, the way that the problem with the regulator is you don't actually know. It's not these things don't tend to be a common sense thing, and they're so complicated as you haven't even got through the. I'm sure it's like a 5 million page book.
It's quite large, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, the law should always be something that a reasonable person should be able to anticipate or understand, and not be like that. So.
That's true.
A bit like let your conscience be your guide. Your
Yeah.
conscience be your guide. It should be
Yeah,
like
yeah.
that, really. But that's not the reg. Well, the regulator hasn't got too much to sing and dance about either. I don't think they've done a very good.
They haven't, and they can only improve, can't they?
Yes,
Yeah,
exactly.
yeah.
But I think you were referring to my backstory, as the
Your
Americans
backstory,
say.
yeah. Where were you? I mean, what part of the country were you brought up in? You know, where did you study? What did you study?
I was mostly on the metropolitan line of northwest London,
Right.
one place or the other, one stop or the other.
Yeah.
So we were like in we actually no, it's even more. It's a, well, not just the metropolitan line. My parents, when they came to this country in the '60s
Yeah.
from Pakistan, they were early forms of migrants. They didn't call them migrants then; they called
Yeah.
them immigrants.
They call them lots of other things as well as that,
Well,
yeah.
now they call them, yes, now they've got it down to just another four-letter word, I think.
Yeah,
But they've
yeah,
got it
yeah.
down to they came here thinking that it was going to be like from Pakistan, thinking it was going to be like upstairs, downstairs. So if you
Yes.
remember that,
Oh, yes, I remember that, yeah.
and so they thought it was going to be like that, and they thought that they brought up the Zach Jr. in a nice way. He'll turn out to be Prince Charles, which I actually have.
Of
I
course,
look
of
actually
course.
in a certain light, I look like him. I've got the
Yes,
same
yes.
bald spot. I've got
Yeah,
everything.
yeah,
Funny
yeah.
way of speaking. Talk to plants. And so it was like that. So they came here very innocently.
Yeah.
I'm not quite as there's a big debate about these things. I'm not quite sure whether the pluses and minuses are exactly what they expected. And
They
maybe
expect,
that's
yeah.
something I think that I would be. There's not enough. I think it's just like it's again a bit like a health warning when you move to different countries,
Yeah.
wherever you go, whether you go from England to America or moving to different countries is a really big step.
It is,
And it's
yeah.
not a big step just for you. It's a big step for your kids and everything else. And you really have to think about it. I think that it's something which is not talked about because people don't like talking about this
Yeah.
because you start becoming like they think you're like Nigel Farage or something. So it's so that's that was that. So they're doctors, they're GPs here, and then they left Scotland because they thought that. It wasn't quite, economically. They made a second move, like lots of Scottish people do. And so my uncle stayed there and became rich and successful. My parents came here and became like normal, which is interesting. So my cousin's, she's a broadcaster on Radio 4, and I haven't spoken to her for 25 years, and I don't think I will unless I actually manage to get onto Radio 4. But
Right.
they've done well, so
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good. I was th then we had little schools in northwest London, and my parents saved up to send me to Harrow School, which is the one that Churchill went to, hence the silly way of speaking, which
Right, okay.
became obsolete as soon as I got there. So
Oh,
from the, it's
wow.
like 1980, from the 80s onwards.
Yeah.
Before then, if you spoke posh, it was a plus point. Now, if you
Yeah,
speak
yeah.
posh, it's not so good. So
You
the
still
two
sound
two.
posh though, Zach.
What?
You still sound posh.
Well, you work on it. I just mean, I have elocution lessons every day.
Oh dear.
So, Theresa May comes around every day and
Does
teaches me.
she?
Yeah, but she won't be doing that from the 9th of September,
No, she won't.
unfortunately.
No, you'll have to call her. Yeah.
But I can't bear having an Edwardian schoolmistress, headmistress as the Prime Minister. It's going to be all that moral authority again
Yeah,
and.
Big Brother's coming our way, mate.
Victorian values, and it's just like, oh well, it's just got to bear up and do, I mean, even more, like that sort of talk. But I think she's actually all right. I have to say, I think she's all
Oh,
right
dear.
because I always wanted to be Prime Minister myself,
There's still time, Zach. Given what's going on now, mate, there's still time.
Well, I think they might get around to me in the end, a couple of years. And I think it was after the Paris attacks, and I just thought she was actually very good. She was a very, other people get more like maybe the pressure of the moment and everything else. But she was saying, we're doing the best we can. We're speaking with the Foreign Office. We've got the ambassadors here and all. I mean, it was actually very good. So, we'll see if she actually comes up with the goods. So anyway, Harrow School, absolute disaster for me. Went in there at the top, and I got my common entrance, and you do these silly exams to start. I was sixth in the country in that, so did really well to get in.
Yeah, well done.
I had a place at Eton as well.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Good man.
But it was 2 miles further away from my parents' place in Northwood, so I went to Harrow instead, which was possibly the big disaster actually. But,
right. Okay.
I would have been in the same class as David Cameron. I'd be. I'd be doing things with pigs and everything.
You'd been part of the Bullingdon Club, wouldn't you?
Well, no, that was later. But if the schooling had gone,
if it had gone well, then I would have.
What I missed out on all
that.
Black
and white photograph, but David Cameron and co. Wow.
Yes, exactly. So Harry went badly. Had to retake my A levels and all this. I failed all three of them.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
It was painful. Oh, yes. Yeah. And but then I managed to get into I wanted to go to Oxford after that, and because I made the effort to retake them. And then I, what did I do? Interview techniques. I went to Oxford. I failed the Oxford interview. I failed the interview at Cambridge. I failed an interview at Harvard.
Right. Okay.
I think they couldn't understand the accent.
Right. Okay. Too posh. Right. Okay.
Too posh. Yes. What else happened? Then eventually I got a place at the LSE. London School of Economics.
Yeah,
but it wasn't for me. It really wasn't for me. And I used to go there I used to get there at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then look around, and I don't know. By the time I needed to go to the loo, I thought I'll just go home.
You were going through your rebel phase.
Yeah, Zach. I was a rebel. Yeah, I had that. I was. I looked like one of those goths. The goths from the 80s.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I was wearing black. I had
dark and gloomy. Yes.
I haven't actually changed that much since then. But I had hair then. So I had this big. Oh, I looked like Robert Smith. The guy in The Cure.
Yeah, the big mop. Did you?
I had like that.
You used to spike it as well.
I did everything. I spent hours. Because I knew it was going to fall out. So I thought I'd.
That's what caused it to fall out, mate. All that spray and dye and stuff.
Well, yes. Yeah, so it was black anyway, so that was saved on dye. But the other stuff, it was all like. So I was going in there, and I couldn't assimilate into that place.
Right. Okay.
So there we are. So 6 weeks, and then I read after that that Mick Jagger had gone there for 6 weeks.
Right.
And that was the end of it, because I thought, well, I've done my 6 weeks.
What are you like? Right, so education-wise, then, what did you end up with when in your early years, formative years? As
what did I end up with?
Yes.
Well, I think that... You got
your A-levels in the end, yeah?
Yes, but that's no use to anybody, is it?
Well, it would have been back then, in the 80s, mate, yeah.
To become chairman of British Gas, or what?
No, you could go places with A-levels in the 80s, mate. So what happened after the A-levels, then, after all this economics rebellion?
Well, nothing. I was just staring at the wall. I mean, there's somebody. Nobody wants to know a
goth walking route. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. A goth and everything else. Now, I did actually. I had some interest. I did actually have some interest. One was the Beatles, which is obviously which I know encyclopedically and probably better than the stock market.
Right.
The second, which was, I suppose, I could go on a lecture tour of doing, talking about Beatles albums. Mm. That's my fallback.
So you're leaning towards music. That's what I'm hearing now.
Yeah, I'm also, a failed songwriter as
Failed songwriter, right, okay.
But I'm going to try and record them over the summer, actually.
Right.
I've actually found somebody who's got powerful eardrums and will be able to record them properly for me.
Right, I can put you in touch with a really good producer as well if you need some music producer. He's done some stuff with lots of significant people.
Trevor Horn?
No. He's a Leicester based producer. I can get hold of him.
Sorry, I swear. I really appreciate. Hence the Trevor Horn, for instance.
Yeah,
really
I'm joking.
Appreciate all that. And then the weather, expert on the weather.
Yeah.
Predicting the weather, as you could imagine from the stock market thing.
Yeah.
But I thought there was no money in that.
Okay.
And also they want you to know physics and all this stuff, which is absolutely useless for the weather.
Yeah.
Isn't it? As you know.
I live in Leicester, mate. It rains all the while. Yeah.
All right. I didn't know you were there.
Leicestershire, yeah.
Oh, you did. Was that your? You had a football moment, didn't you? Was that
We
you?
had that moment. We had that moment. Yeah, the 5,000 to 1 moment. Yes, we had that.
Has it died off yet with Tom Hanks?
No, it's not. I mean, everyone. It's sold out. Tickets are sold out for this campaign. We've kept Vardy. We're buying new strikers and defenders and goalkeepers. So, we're trying to fight off relegation as we start in September. But we should be okay.
Vardy, what's that? The only Vardy I know is Reg. Is that the same thing?
Oh
What's his
dear.
name? What's his
Well,
name?
he went to play for England, mate, and he didn't turn up, did he? So there we go. That's
Well,
what
sounds like
happens.
me.
Now, you've got to have Ranieri running the football team in. That's the only way England's going to win anything.
Where's Ranieri now? Because
He's
I was asking.
staying at Leicester, mate. He's the Leicester
Oh,
manager.
I thought that was it. I thought it was just. He was out. We had that guy singing Botticelli singing. What's his name?
No, mate. You're thinking the Cornetto adverts back in the day.
No, they had that guy, Andrea. What's his
Andrea
name?
Botticelli did the closing game. Yeah.
Bocelli, I think, is
Yeah,
the real name.
Bocelli. Yeah.
Botticelli was a
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
different
yeah.
type of
He did that. He did
singer,
that. Yeah. He's got
painter.
good style.
Right. Yeah. So the other thing was the weather, the Beatles, and then the stock market was the other interest.
Yeah.
And luckily, my partner, he had a good stockbroker, and so I spent about 2 or 3 years and lots of money groveling to him.
Right.
And because I thought this company, it was a small company in Mayfair, and I thought these people, I mean, these are the best. I don't have talent myself, but I recognize other people's talent, let's say it like that. And I just thought these people are, they're going to be the greatest. They were like, late 30s, early 40s, top of their game. Small caps. I don't know, wasn't called the AIM market then, it was called the unlisted securities market, all that stuff. And
Yes,
I loved
yes.
all that. So this is from like 1988,
Yeah.
1989, just after the crash. So
Yeah.
just after the crash, I tried to become, a stockbroker. I
Yes.
eventually gave up with these people in about 1990. They gave up on me because they thought this guy, he wants to do all this short-term trading, and he's got his. I had a topic. I think it was called a topic machine, which is was a live prices of the
Yeah.
stock market. The BT with like they put in a BT line into your flat, which cost like
Yeah.
£1,000 a month. This is in that time, so I was really keen.
You're working to be paying that
It was
kind of
like
prices, yeah.
it cost at least 12 grand a year or
Oh,
something like that, which is a
wow.
lot of money then.
Yeah.
So I was really, and they got all the prices from winter floods, and you can see,
Yeah.
just like you can do like level two now.
Yes,
You ha I
yeah.
had that in 1988, and I still couldn't get it right.
Wow.
So but I was doing it on like a fundamental thing, and the results came out, and
Yeah.
it must have been one of the first. I don't think there was any other person who, not in an office.
Yeah.
To do that, so I was keen,
Yeah.
and
And
but
ahead of his time, yeah.
well, yeah, like Doctor Who or something. But but the love of that market, that small end of the market, and the skill of these people,
Right.
and acknowledged as being so these people did turn out to be worth groveling up to, and
Okay.
but I learned a lot. I did learn. I was like an intern, let's say. And a client of theirs, so I learned a lot about about the whole process, and I suppose some of it, 1% of their talent, rubbed off. They still know me and avoid me in the street, so it's a happy ending. And then as I couldn't become a stockbroker, I then became a derivatives broker, trading for clients, options and futures, FTSE future. In that time, in those days, the spread betting market wasn't very big.
Yeah.
But there were people who, this is 1991 too, people trying to get people to open up like a 5 grand account or 3 grand account to day trade the FTSE. So
Yeah.
again, another thing which was ahead of its time for most people as well, because how the
Yeah.
hell do you see where the price is?
Yeah.
So this is actually quite impressive, being 5 years ahead of your time or 10 years
You
ahead. But anyway,
are quite innovative when you're looking at things, mate. That's the word I'm
avant-garde,
looking for. That's the correct word,
yeah.
yeah.
So there was, but I think if you like your area, then you sort of do things, but it's surprising how you see people who just turn up and, automatically they're experts.
Yeah, they do so. I mean, the thing is, you've got to think back regarding that brilliant quote by Albert Einstein. In order to succeed, your desire to success should be greater than your fear of failure. Now, given the number of failures you've already spoken about,
Oh yes, they're all over.
your success was overdue.
Yeah, well, it's
You
still
know,
overdue.
Zach.
I'm still working. I'm still waiting. It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't actually matter. It's because it's like Lloyds Bank says, it's the journey.
It's the journey. Oh, dear.
And that is just full of, that's another four-letter word as well. But I mean, they're sponsored by the government, so
Yes, they
they don't
are.
care. But
Owned,
no,
owned
that is.
by us actually, aren't they? Sponsored and owned by us as well.
That's the funny thing. Every time the
Yeah.
government try and sell it, the stock market tanks, and then it goes up, and they say, "We'll sell it," and then it tanks again.
Thanks
I mean, they've
again.
been
Yeah.
topped and tailed on that 100 times, haven't they?
Yes,
Poor
they
little
have.
George,
Yes.
Mr. Osborne. He's still there. He's
Yes.
probably cowering under the table at the moment,
Oh,
isn't he?
mate.
Scared that somebody's going to tell him to resign.
Well, he's gonna have to walk soon, mate. He's gonna have to walk the plank soon.
Why? He's done nothing wrong.
You think?
Well, now he looks like a steady pair of hands, safe pair of hands, doesn't he?
That's because there's no pair of hands out there, Zach, at the minute. That's why.
Yeah, we don't need. Well, that's the beauty of this. We don't actually need this whole episode of the last, month, let's say, just shows how little we need these politicians. I mean, it really is quite frightening. You just need civil servants in the background,
Yeah.
and that's about it. These people, I mean, they are shameless, absolutely shameless.
Yeah.
So it's. I think the guy who, well, maybe Farage, you could say that he said he didn't want to be a career politician, but I'm not quite sure why he's actually resigned. He'll come back in another guise.
It'll come back at some point. I mean, the thing about Farage is that he made his money from being a commodities trader, and then
Apparently he didn't make money from that
well,
either,
he made
but
his made his vast amount of money
yes, okay.
from being an MEP,
Yes.
and then he wants to get
17
rid
years, yeah.
and then he wants to get rid of the EU, and therefore there's not going to be any further UK MEPs. So it's quite ironic, really, his journey.
Yeah, I think ironic is one term
I'm
for
being
it, but
polite. Being polite.
I th yes, I think the other thing was, as commentators have said, this is a time not for resigning. It's actually a time for pulling up putting up your sleeves and actually doing some guiding and helping people through a difficult time and saying
Yeah.
that this is what's going to happen, and it's a transition phase and all that stuff. So. Nanny goat Theresa May will be doing
Yeah.
that for us, I presume, but
Yeah.
we'll see what happens on
Big
that.
brother, here we come. Right, look, I'm going to focus down on yourself now. Let's get away from this
Well, I'm just
political stuff.
trying to stop people thinking, oh, he's talking about himself, so
No,
this
this is about yourself, Zach. This is your interview, mate. So, right, let's get into it. How long have you been investing and trading in stocks, Zach?
I haven't got I
When
think
you first started.
I might have actually 49 Standard Life shares left. That's
Right.
probably all I've got at the moment.
No, when did you first start?
I started then in the late 80s,
Yeah.
with that time. So that's when I was buying on account. There was the
Yeah.
old account system. So that was it.
Right. What was it?
So I never.
Do you remember the first stock you bought?
Oh, I can't remember. But I can remember. I can remember.
What type of stock would it have been then?
No, it was just like Western Motors or something.
Right.
Or
Okay.
so there's a couple of bids I managed to get on the back of.
Yeah.
By looking at the price action, so by looking at that topic screen, I didn't get a knock on the door from the whatever the FCA's old thing was
Name
called.
was,
They're probably all right. Yeah. Well, I think if you lose money, if they see that you've been losing money enough, then
they leave you alone, don't they?
they leave you.
It's only
Yes,
when you're winning.
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which is another problem with these people. I think most of the whistleblowing is just from the service providers of people who buy shares.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to pay out, which I think is rather sad. So basically, I've always just been a day trader type person, and hence the charting thing, which I read some books in the early 90s. There were all the Amer these Americans, get rich quick from charting and everything. And I thought, oh, this looks a bit naff, but I'll read it anyway. And so that's when I started on the charting front. And I just thought, I mean, it does. If you can discipline yourself, it can give you quite a big edge, but the discipline is to only really look at the best setups and all only trade those, rather than trying to trade when the mood for trading, which is the m main problem. The main problem that private investors have is that they've got a gambling habit to a greater or lesser degree, and if there's nothing to do there, they know it, but they still want to do it. And if you could just literally filter it down to the times when you see the best setups and the best and hear the best stories, I suppose, then all of us would be much better off than we are. But I think I should mention, I think the great thing about the way everything is now, that on Twitter you just follow, I don't know, 5 or 10 people who are there telling you what they're doing, and that's all you need,
Okay, so
which is
so at
amazing.
the moment then, when you have your best setups, How often do you follow those through with making a trade or making an investment?
I don't, because otherwise I'd be a ramper.
Well,
I'd be an
no, I'm not
insider.
on about. I'm on about the ones that you're sharing and putting out there on Twitter and social media. But I'm on
Yeah.
about your best ideas that you see for yourself that
I
you
don't.
then
I
trade.
don't. I only make money from the work I do.
Oh, okay.
And now and again, I spread bet, which is it keeps my gambling habit going. So I like
Right.
trading, trying to trade the DAX or the FTSE or the currencies. The current and those are the things that I like. Those are the things I like doing. The stocks is basically for my for my day job. But
Right,
I think it
okay.
works. I think it works well. I think the only thing I probably, if I was going to change it, and if I wasn't doing the tip TVs and the podcasts and stuff like that, I
Yeah.
probably then I would have buy some shares. But I
Yeah.
don't even, I don't actually know. I mean, I'd be too paranoid. I think the problem is that as you were saying about the law, if I came up with something and said
Yeah.
buy company XYZ, and I think it's fantastic,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it does and actually works.
Then the conflicts come in, conflicts of
Then the
interest.
conflicts come in,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think there's an answer to that,
Yeah,
because
it's
if you're
difficult.
trading, you look like a ramper, or and if you're not involved, then people say, well, who? I don't. I'm not interested in talking to you or listening
Yeah,
to you.
yeah, yeah. It's a difficult
So,
one.
but that's still not sorted out, and there are people online who are. Who are saying, I think this is a great little company, do your own research.
Yeah.
And I suppose they should be saying whether they have those shares. But then if it goes wrong, then what's their responsibility?
Yeah, that is a difficult one. I mean, as you say, there are some, and not without naming names, that say all manner of things on Twitter, and there is very little accountability. And then there are individuals who are new on Twitter and various other social media platforms and forums who have lost to shed loads of money on the advice of people that inappropriately have said certain things. So there are going to be consequences, and the conflicts of interest are there. And I suppose it's one of them where over time you only know the characters not to follow, and that's more important than the ones to follow.
Well, no, I think that's fine. I mean, I think that's a decent system, but I don't see that requires any rules or any FCA. That just requires common sense. And the problem with a lot of these regulators are they're, the caveat emptor, buyer beware is the best thing, and I that's what I believe in. And it's like the old, it is like the old days, pre 1986 or Big Bang or whatever it was. You buy some shares, they go up, well, that's fantastic. They go down, well, bad luck. And if somebody tells you that they're good and they're not, well, that's bad luck too, and vice versa. So, it's a difficult area, and I think that if you just have to, I do things in good faith as much as anybody can, and I think that's if I am not as if I am the Z-list celebrity of whatever I'm doing, it's because people know or believe or hope that I'm doing things in good faith, which I am. I'm not,
Yes, you are. Yeah.
so that's the difference. And the good thing about social media is that you can, a lot of people on there are just doing things in good faith, and they
Yeah,
want to
but.
see, and that's what, like the momentous event thing on Thursday.
Yeah.
You'd have, I've been to a couple of the other ones. It's just a great atmosphere because everybody's, you're somebody says, I'm XYZ32. Oh, I'm dirty sheep number five, and it's great. It's great.
Oh
But
dear.
you have, because
Networking,
everybody's doing things in good faith. It's like you conkers, I love you like a brother. I've never met you. Maybe we hate each other when
No,
we
we've
meet,
met
but
twice now, Zach. Don't forget that easily. Crikey.
have we? What do you look
Been at the
like?
Master Investor Show twice now, mate. Come on.
What do you look like?
With Alex.
Oh, that's probably, I was just looking at him. He's so
That's
charismatic, that
because you're
man.
looking down at his head. That's why. That's
Yeah,
what.
no, it's just this is a light coming back in my face. I
Light
can't see. I'm like
shining off
snow
his.
blind, but no, but it's his smile as well. I mean, he's just a charmer.
And you introduced me to Harsha Borralesa as well. Really
I'm
nice
sorry
guy.
about that. I'm really,
No, he's a
I
really
didn't
nice
mean to.
guy. No, he's a really nice guy. Now, listen, you currently have a portfolio of investments stashed away somewhere
No,
for
in Panama.
rainy day in Panama. Okay. What percentage of that is in FTSE 100 stocks, funds, techs?
I've told you, I've told you, I've literally, I've told you, I've got my 49 Standard Life shares. I'm sorry, I'm
Is
sorry,
that
this is a great
all you? Is that
disappointment.
all you've
Yeah,
got?
that's all I got. I'm just, that's all I do.
I'm
This could
very.
be like, this could be a Gerald Ratner moment, but
Yes, it is a
that's,
dirty rabbit, but I'm very disappointed, Zach.
no, I do, that's it. I mean, I day trade. I day trade the indices and the currencies. That's enough to keep me,
Active, that's
that's
smart.
enough to keep me alive.
Okay, then.
That's what I love. So when I get out of the, the Tips TV studio or City End podcast. That's what I go and do.
That's cool. That's cool. Now, looking at all the things you've done since the '80s and now, what has been the greatest lesson you've attained since you started trading, investing, doing analysis, etc.?
I think it's actually, as you get older and wiser, hopefully, listening to yourself and your instincts, really. That's the main lesson. You normally know when something is a good thing to recommend, a bad thing to recommend. This I'm talking about in the work area, especially. Yeah. I suppose in other areas of life as well, and to follow that instinct. I'm choosing stocks every day, and you have a sixth sense about something. So there's going to be a profits warning there. Maybe I shouldn't do that one, or and you come up with that. And I think the good thing is when you I'm doing this at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't know there was going to be a results from, Orosur mining or something like that. It turns out to be the best mover of the day or in a couple of days time. So things like that, you're doing something which is very difficult. It's like Russian roulette, I think, really. Mm-hmm. And to avoid the pitfalls normally, I think is something quite good. But my main goal has been to try and show that charting is a viable way of trading and investing. As I said, I do it on the major markets. Yeah. Hence the major markets video that I do every day. But it's good for small caps as well. And I do look forward to a time when I have a little portfolio again. I did used to have it in the early 90s or whatever it was, but that was always for short term. It was a bit really like the CFD type trading,
right?
Because the account period was, I think, 2 weeks, and you could roll it over for another 2 weeks. But it was always short term. It wasn't having a Nicaraguan gold mine, which we were hoping was going to be a 10 bagger. It wasn't like that. So maybe that's the way to go now. That's not what I do.
Okie doke. No worries. What has been your wisest investment decision to date?
Hello?
I'm not sure what happened there, Zach.
Hello?
I'm here, Zach. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Unfortunately, I got this prank caller.
Oh.
Time waster. I think he's called A.B. McKinley. Have you heard
of
him?
Oh, dear.
Can you believe it? He rang. He's just like, we talk about, I think it's because I told him.
I don't know what's happened there. I think we just said something about his head. I don't know how he heard that.
That's weird. I mean, that is weird and unfortunate, I would say.
Right. Let's press on with that. Without that. Okay. What has been your wisest investment decision to date, mate?
Well, I'm hoping that the renting in London at the moment is my wisest investment decision.
Right.
Because
sold off your Muse in Chelsea, and now you're renting again.
No. That was a total disaster because we went to Spain in 2006. Right. And I wasn't going to come back because I can feel. Come back, yeah. But then and bought stuff in Spain, which is obviously a total disaster.
Yeah,
and but now because of work, I came back here. Also, with my parents are very ill or very old.
Oh, sorry both. To say that.
Okay. And I didn't realize 10 years ago that actually your parents get old and they might actually need you in the way that they didn't need you for the previous 48 years or 49 years.
Yeah.
So basically that's the situation. So renting in London may be the best thing I've done. But I'm not actually, ironically, I'm not money motivated. I really, and I would be, I could live on a hippie commune. Yeah. That's my philosophy. I would go, the Glastonbury Festival.
Yeah.
I would be there. I'd be there, just
chilling out,
predicting the weather and playing the guitar.
That's all literally.
Now I've got, the kids there and you got to pay for them and everything else, but I'm not paying for their education. They go to a free Spanish school here because they were born there.
Yeah.
And so money is just not, that's the other thing. Money is just
priority.
The lifestyle is I have simple pleasures. Going out and eating pizza and et cetera, meeting people in the pub, and hence the Twitter conventions, when meeting you and forgetting what you look like and who you are, is exactly what I do. But presumably I was in a lessened state of
You were fresh as a daisy, mate. It was a very, very early part of the day.
Yeah, but I'm like Dean Martin. I pretend to be sober. Oh, no, so that's easy the other way around. But the opposite of Dean Martin. But yes, so the whole thing is very much just you know, I don't really not money focused at all. It's all about I love politics, and I love the, you know, I like the city of London, and I'm interested by some of the characters in it. But unlike them, 99% of them, I'm not trying to get the villa in Monaco and the yacht and everything else. And maybe that's a a problem that I should be like that.
No, it's definitely not a problem. I think life is more about a mindfulness way of doing things, where you're looking out for everybody, and it's about kindness rather than greed. This fear, greed, and anger thing, I'm really not for that at all. You know, give as much as you can back to your community.
Well, no, that's the other thing. I mean, just anybody who, I mean, but it's just like, I mean, that I wish I could get up to that level of what you're, the community, but I don't really have a community. But when anybody comes up to me and says, you know, I'm trying to get into the business, so could you tell me about charting, or can I interview you? You know, I'll say, oh God, no. Oh yeah, I'll do it. You know, I do it. I mean, I do it because I want to pass it forward.
Yeah.
I want to pass it forward. So I haven't got much to pass forward, very much to pass forward, but I do like to do that. Whereas when it's just like when I go up to people and sort of, you know, there are a lot of people that I talk to and they have what I want, but I could never ask them. And I know that I know they would say no.
Right.
You know, they never say, oh, well, by the way, Conkers, why don't you, you know, so I know somebody, I said, Conkers, why don't you interview, you know, this person, you know, you interview me, you know, what I'll, you know, they never offer me the other way around.
Right,
and there's like a pause. You can sort of see them thinking, well, if I turn on that, then maybe he's, you know, that might help him. And then, you know, and you can see that, you know, that it's a race, it's a competition. Well, I ignore that. I mean, I've always ignored that. I always try and, you know, I try where I can.
Yeah, that's the best way. I believe you walk through the world and unconsciously just give, do things without having a motivation to do it. You know, don't think about doing something because you there's something in it for you. Do it anyway. Mm-hmm. And that kindness sends ripple effects throughout the world. And then eventually something comes back to you. Do it without.
I was a hippie.
That's karma. No, that's just the way I am, mate. You know, and I use NLP. I use cognitive therapy. I use all manner of things. But mindfulness and just giving and being kind is the best way forward. No one can behave indifferently to you when you're being kind. That's my philosophy.
Yeah, well, maybe you should take more leaves out of your book. But
I'll send you some books and some links to some books.
Okay.
Zach.
Yeah, reading has not been a strong part of my life, unfortunately. And since I buggered up on the school front, reading, I just like don't want to see another book again. Yeah. You know, so unfortunately, but.
I mean, to interrupt you, I mean, the great thing about you and a few people that I've met at the Master Investor Show, one of the most charismatic guys I've met in a long time, Nick the Moose Batson. I absolutely love the guy. And you, me, Harsha, and Alex were having a chat. And he's been in the city, he's done what he's done, right? He's seen it all, read it all. And the most important thing in his life, bar his extended family and et cetera, is his football team. And that's what it should be about. There's far more greater things than money.
Yeah, actually, I think that's the other thing, you know, when they say somebody was a gentleman, you know, that's like George Martin, because he died recently, as a gentleman. Mm. Actually, I think if you've got it right, what your memorial is actually you, rather than what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you are is actually greater than producing the Beatles or doing this. As you say, George Martin, and you just get that feeling of somebody who was, you know, you wish he was there and you could talk to him now.
Yes, exactly.
And I think that's the real goal in life, that you have that. That sort of epitaph, you know.
Yeah.
It was the other thing I remember in that way is Spike Milligan, when he was, I think it was at some BAFTA Lovey Bash. It was his final one. I'm sure you've seen it as
Yes, I've seen it many times.
I think it was the funniest thing he did. All the goon stuff, the other stuff.
Exactly.
He said, I'd like to thank. I mean, maybe I'm just making it up, but I mean, it's like I'd like to thank everybody who helped me get here, but actually. Nobody did, and it was just, you know, and I'm not quite in the same league as that, but because I haven't actually, you know, done anything to get that.
Still
but
time,
but,
Zach.
But,
Still
but time. No, but no, it's not that. It's just that. Well, I'm 50 in September, so it's giving me a bit of a midlife crisis thing. But it is that you've got a clear conscience as far as what you've done, and also the way you behave with people, and also the way that people. Like with him, you know, he's just Spike.
Yeah.
You know, he's just Spike. He's Spike the man. and that's what you remember and love and appreciate. It doesn't really matter about the gags and the other stuff, but there we are. I don't know if there's anything else to say after that, really.
No, I think you've summed it up really, really nicely. But I will ask you a few more questions. I mean,
okay.
I'm surprised by what you've said there, that you've not, given the many things that you've done and the TA stuff you do and the analysis you do and the numbers of people you've interviewed over the last couple of years, that you don't read that many books, Zach.
Read a lot of news.
News.
The news,
yeah.
Is the current affairs is my thing.
So
it's like that. I'm there on the smartphone reading all that, and
okay.
That's new, and you know, surprising and stimulating. So, you know, the Conservative Party politics, for instance, was wonderful. So, so that's what I do.
All right. Okay. Given the many lessons that you've learned,
actually, no, the other thing is just on the interview front.
Yeah.
Because I failed those interviews at Oxford, Harvard, and Cambridge.
Yeah.
I try to. I mean, that's why I'm. Let's say that's why I'm doing interviews now.
You've gone full circle.
So I give people what I got. You know, it's not a karma thing, but
yeah.
it's actually. Well, I, you know, because the first Oxford interview I did, I mean, I didn't actually say anything. It was like Churchill writing his exam paper. It's like,
right.
What's your name? Zach. And then that was it.
Were you just hiding behind that mop of goth hair, were you at the time?
Yeah, no, that's right. I was just there with it was goth with a mullet at the back.
Oh, no.
It was wonderful. It was
that's
a wonderful creation.
No way to turn up for an interview, mate.
But they like all that stuff. They say, well, no, we're all normal here. We know you can be yourself and everything
be
else.
Yourself.
And, but no, I think the only thing I remember of that was it was about a train on a track, and it was a fork in the track. So
yeah.
you can either direct it over a cliff.
Yeah.
Or over somebody lying on the track, what would you do?
Crikey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but I wasn't saying anything, it wasn't really a problem.
Yeah. Well, when you're between, 18 and 21 years of age, it's a difficult one to actually comprehend the answer to as well, isn't it, really?
Well, no, well, unfortunately, I'm just the same now as I was then. No, the interview thing is, I love that. And that's what I think it's something which is just very special. And each one is different,
yeah.
And you know, it's even if you interview the same, interviewing the same person again and again, it's still there's always a novelty there. I wrote the one I listened to, the one with you with I think it's Diana
Patterson, yeah, lovely,
oh, that was,
lovely
that
lady.
That was good. That was impressive.
Yeah, she's a
that
fantastic
was impressive.
Lady.
So I see her tweeting now and again, you know,
yeah.
I'm reminded of that. So that was actually that was a work of art, but.
Thank you.
Then, even though I can't remember you, you went up in my estimation.
I will be there next year. Mate.
And that thing, but that thing with Moose, yeah. Harsha, me, and somebody else, and Alex. I have no recollection whatsoever.
You see so many people, you know so many people. That's what happens, mate. And anyway, I'm insignificant anyway, mate. So I don't mind you forgetting about me.
Don't
worry about that.
Right, I keep interrupting you.
I've got a few more questions for you.
All right.
Okay, given the many lessons that you've learned since you started trading investing, which one would you most wish to share with our global audience, Zach?
Probably just leave it in the hands of a professional, actually.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. If there was one thing you could change regarding the investing or trading landscape, what would it be?
I think the regulators, I just don't see what they're doing. I don't see absolutely no point in having them. It's because it gives you a false sense of security. It's like the property funds going bust last week or whatever happened to them. You know,
when they
make up a bunch of rules regarding one thing, and then the boat leaks in another place, and then it leaks in another place, and all the stuff with LIBOR and all these other things. As far as I can see, these are all retrospective actions on things which aren't even done anymore. It's just a ridiculous way of. Waste of public money, and give money to the people lost on LIBOR rather than sending people to jail. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, the problem with most of the stuff that the FCA does, it does take so long to build a case that's watertight for them to.
But that's the problem with the legal system as well.
Yeah,
it's a 19th century legal system, and the whole thing is a joke. I mean, we're finding that now in 2016 that all these institutions that we have that were designed by people in funny white wigs. And they've got no place in the 21st century, and nobody has the guts to say, look, it's over, and it shouldn't be done anymore.
No, I think that's a fair point.
So it's there's still plenty of work for my remaining 50 years.
Yes, there is indeed, mate, and lots of opportunity for you to make that difference, as they say.
Monster Raving Loony Party, that's the one I think should be
Oh,
revived.
they'll be coming back. I think that's the only one that Farage beat, wasn't it? The Monster Raving Loony Party back in
Yeah,
the
well,
day.
I think I want to become chairman of that organization then.
Right, okay. You'd have to go back to wearing your goth outfit again then to
Well,
get to that.
exactly. I've got all the kit
You've
here.
got all the kit for the fancy dress and dressing up party for the kids. Yeah, I understand that. Right, if you were starting out today, Zach, what would you do with you that you'd not considered back in the 80s that you couldn't do then?
Study. Oh,
Yes.
I'd be all over it.
You'd
I
be all over
promise I'd
it.
do all my homework. I'd do
Yeah.
everything.
Oh
I'd be
dear.
good.
Life's lessons, eh?
Well,
Oh dear.
actually, the problem now is that you do all that, and literally, you can't even get a job as a waiter.
The criteria are going higher and
And
higher
yeah, they've got
now.
these like four. You do that. You turn up with your MBA, MSc, or whatever it is,
Yeah, yeah.
and then they give you all this psychometric testing
Yep.
and all this other stuff. And
Psychometric
it's easier
test.
to get a camel through the eye of a needle to get a job at as a fund manager or all these other things. And then they get it wrong anyway.
You've got to fit the culture. That's what it's all about these days. No
I
point
don't
having a,
fit.
not, no
I
point
don't fit
building a
any
company and
culture.
then you don't fit into the metrics that the company are pressing forward with.
No, that's a problem. I really don't fit into any culture. I hope I'm not. It's not going to like ruin my career path here. But fitting into cultures is not what I do. All these, all
Google,
this,
Facebook, Amazon, all got
all this
cultures.
new stuff. It's all well. The thing is, if you were for anybody who's I think 40 plus,
Yeah.
all these things are just. I mean, it's a joke, really. It goes down from political correctness onwards. It's all a joke.
Yeah.
If you enter this nightmare world of. It's not box ticking and
Yeah.
stuff like that, but just ridiculous. But as I said, you turn up with your 4 degrees and your, and everything else, and then
Yeah.
you've got to they you have 20 interviews,
Yes,
and then you fail on the last one.
yeah. Screening, screening,
So
then more
forget it.
screening. Yeah.
Just everything I've done, all this, this vast achievement, it's just done through knowing people or people, saying, "Well, Zach, do you want to do this and
Yeah,
do
yeah.
that?" And that seems to be the old-fashioned stuff.
Yeah,
It
the whole
can
handshake and
work.
have a drink in the pub and yeah, people like you and that's it. And
Yeah.
it will become more like that, I think, Zach, going forward as well, because there's so much talent just awash around the country of people thinking, you know what? I've not been given the opportunity. I'm going to set up my own website. I'm going to set up my own blog. I'm going to set up my own podcast. And that's what's happening now. So a lot of people are doing freelance to get their names out there and to be recognized for what they're doing well already because companies are missing them. And I think what's going to happen in the future is that lots of other people are going to be that we're aware of now are going to become quite large entities
I think, I think there's a lot of
going
there
forward.
was always a lot of disaffected, have-not people,
Yes, yeah.
but there's now actually a lot of very disaffected people who did everything right,
Yeah.
and have done everything right and know
Mm-hmm.
everything you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I never did that, so I'm not upset about having done all the work, the legwork, and they're disaffected too. And I think the
Yeah.
moral hazard of it's just like if you're not on the property ladder and if you're not in a cushy 9-to-5 situation.
Yeah.
It's they well the first thing was on June the 23rd, but I think the point is that the people who are disaffected are it's the ones who did everything right
Yeah.
and played by the rules who are the most disaffected. And that's it's like if I don't have any work now, I'm sort of, I just sort of say, well, I didn't do any studies, I don't have a
Yeah.
degree. It's like
Yeah.
it's my own bad luck. But probably even my doctors are striking now.
Well, the doctors are next, yeah. And then obviously we're going to see the nurses next. The teachers have already been on strike in and around Leicestershire this week. And then we're going to have the police and the firemen doing it all over again because they're messing about with the pensions all over again, aren't they? So the dominoes are
Well,
there,
yes,
Zach.
but yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
there's
well, I
no
think well the other yeah, but the other thing is things like pensions.
P
We can't
pensions are the
afford
big
we
issue.
can't yeah, but we can't afford them anymore.
No,
We
we
can't afford
can't.
the pension. We can't afford the pensions. We can't afford universal welfare.
Yeah.
There's so many things to be addressed. It just doesn't work. It won't work. You can't have the NHS where you've got anybody who turns up gets free treatment. It doesn't work. It can't work.
Yeah.
And you can't have pensions when in the old days, but the pensions is quite an important point. In the old
Yeah,
days, pensions, you die at 65, you retire at 65, and you die at 66 or 67. So now you die you're at 65. You can go on another 40 years. I mean,
yeah.
my parents have sucked out, 20, 30 years of state, you know, the NHS pension.
You're so harsh, that. Come on.
And, you know, and good. No, but it's great. No, it's great for them.
Yeah.
But you can see how the system cannot work.
Yeah, yeah. It's struggling. They
can't work. You know, they're earning more than I do.
Mm.
Even though they're being taxed on it, which is a total rip-off as well. But
that's another thing, yeah.
It's, how can you tax a pension?
I don't. Who
came up with that?
George Osborne, of course. No, it was
before him.
It was before him.
So,
getting taxed once, twice, then three times when you've retired, it's just scandalous.
It's like a Lionel, it was like a Commodore song or something, Lionel Richie.
Very much so. Yeah. Crazy, crazy way of going about things. Hence, all this stuff is offshore, you know, and these people moving to Spain and, you know, and then ripping off companies like Debenhams. Yeah, it's a whole different story. Now, Zach, with regards to your knowledge base and the people that you've done all this work with and all the rest, you know lots of things that other people don't know, right? So I'm going to ask you this question. It's one of my favorite questions at the moment. What is the best kept secret to investing or trading? You can decide which one you want to answer there.
I think the best kept secret to that is that it goes a bit back to my question about let professionals do it. The best one is that very, very few people, well, you probably know it, but very, very few people have the aptitude to do it. And you probably do before you start, whether you probably do know.
Yeah.
And, follow people. I would just follow people. If you don't have the aptitude, I'd follow the best people.
Okay. Via social media and
via social media. I mean, that's what I would. Yeah. I mean, it's literally. Let's say, you know, people listen to this interview, and I've got no work after this. Monday morning, I've there's two or three people on Twitter. I'm following, and I'm getting the checkbook out to copy their portfolio.
Wow.
But I'm not going to pretend. I mean, I'll know. I can look at the chart, and I can finesse it, and I've got some of my knowledge from, you know, the Topic Machine in 1988.
Yeah.
But really. You know, I would follow the best, and I think, you know, even it's like John Lennon, he still ripped off Bob Dylan.
Yeah, of course he did. Yeah, every musician has ripped off Bob Dylan, you know. Yeah. Okay. One other thing, just a twist on a previous question I asked you earlier, and I know that you say you're up at 6 o'clock most mornings doing your charting and that. How much time do you spend researching stocks and your charts, Zach?
I know that I have a universe in my head. I know them like my own children, probably better than my own children, actually.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, it's you know, it's now time to look at you know, OTC resources, and it's now time to you know, revise the target on Zima Ventures, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So. I have it, you know. I'm a sad person who has these epic codes revolving around my head on a continuous basis. Probably that's why I don't remember who you are, because there's no room. There's no room for anything else.
It's called passion, Zach. You're passionate about stocks and trading and having that sort of, you know, recall regarding stocks.
Total recall.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, no, that's the thing. That's the problem, because it does actually take, you know, especially if you're a man and you can only do one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a head full of that.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of them being in a long-term relationship with your partner, because they come and ask you questions and they say to you, I've already asked you about that. And you said yes. And you go, did I? And they've gone off then and they've done it and they've bought this new product or bought this new thing. And you've gone, and they're going, where does that come from? They're going, well, you agreed to me buying it. So that's
yeah, but that keeps it. Things fresh. I like that. It's the element of surprise.
Oh, dear. The wonders of long-term relationship. Now, Zach, I've covered all my questions. It's been absolutely really, really enjoyable speaking with you, even though we've sidetracked and gone segued all over the place. It's been really, really good fun. Is there anything you wanted to add and share?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, it won't be up to the level of Diana Patterson, but I feel bad now. I feel second rate.
No, she'll be absolutely thrilled that she's been given a
very decent there, but just because you do, she's very decent and everything.
She is decent. I speak to her regularly. We're good chums on Twitter, and we speak and we converse. And she's absolutely such a genuine individual.
She said something like she was a nurse. I think she was a nurse before, and then she was just a real overachiever. I thought, oh
Oh, she'll
dear,
be
oh
absolutely.
no, I feel inadequate now, you
She'll
know.
be thrilled you've said
And
that.
now after this, I feel even
Now,
more inadequate.
the great thing about Diana as well is she's so humble and she's so kind, Zach. You know, she just does everything on a par, which is where that's why we're so close, you know. But the great thing about you and what I admire about you is that you do what you do with such humility, and it's not about Zach is this or Zach is that. You know what I mean? I think you underplay everything. I think that, and that's why I'm drawn to you anyway.
Very kind of you to say so, Conkers. Very kind.
And next time I'll leave you with a photograph so you can put it in your wallet so you remember what I look like. How's that?
Yes, I think that's a very good idea. Very good idea. I'm gonna take a photo of my wallet,
Oh
and you'll
dear,
see.
dear.
You'll probably see. You'll see what you'll have to replace.
Yeah, there you
You won't
go.
believe this. It's a
Oh.
Paul Smith wallet. I'll give
Oh,
you a clue on
bless.
that. But anyway,
Okay.
yes, I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah, the next photograph I'll take it with Alex. That's that way you'll have two for one,
We
yeah?
just can you believe he calls through in the middle of the
I
interview.
know. It's shocking. Shocking
It
fact.
really is. It's weird. It's very weird.
Right. The next on my hit list, as I call it, is Mr. Moose Batson. Just remind him when you go in the studio on Monday that we're meant to be arranging for August, July. Okay.
Fantastic. I will do that.
All right. I'm going to end this recording here, Zach. It's been an absolute pleasure. You're a diamond, mate, and I look forward to speaking to you and meeting with you in person soon.
So do I. I don't know. Well, I think I do.
You do. It's going to be good, mate. You know it's going to be good. All right. Take care. Goodbye from Conker's Corner. That was Zach Meyer, the wonderful and the innovative and the ex-goth. Bye for now, Zach.
Bye. Thanks.